Dear Nick, I hope things are clearing. It did cross my mind last summer that you were under strains of an odd sort. I expect, like many another, you'll spend your life oscillating between fierce relationships that become tunnel traps and sudden escapes into wide freedom when the whole world seems to be just there for the taking. Nobody's solved it. You solve it as you get older, when you reach the point where you've tasted so much that you can somehow sacrifice certain things more easily, and you have a more tolerant view of things like possessiveness, your own, and a broader acceptance of the pains and the losses. I came to America when I was 27 and lived there 3 years as if I were living inside a Damat sock. I lived in there with your mother. We made hardly any friends, no close ones, and neither of us did ever anything that the other didn't want to do wholeheartedly. It meant, Nicholas, that meeting any female between 17 and 39 was out. Your mother banished all her old friends, girlfriends, in case one of them set eyes on me, presumably. And if she saw me talking to a girl student, I was in court. Foolish of her, and foolish of me to encourage her to think her laws were reasonable. But most people are the same. I was quite happy to live like that for some years. Since the only thing we both wanted to do was write, our lives disappeared into the blank page. My 3 years in America disappeared like a Rip Van Winkle snooze. Why didn't I explore America then? I wanted to. I knew it was there. 10 years later we could have done it, because by then we would have learned, maybe, that one person cannot live within another's magic circle as an enchanted prisoner.